good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you're situated on this great, big, beautiful blue globe floating through the void of Yah's creation. It's Friday, the 20th of January, 2005, and I don't know where this one came from. Joyce just threw this at me just before the mic went live, and after reading this supposed verbatim quote from G.W. Bush, anybody who saw this on television has got to be brain dead if they don't recognize that we're at the crossroads and are asking themselves the question, where is my line in the sand? This is Dave Von Klein.
And Joyce Riley. We'll tell you what that's all about in just a few minutes. And I do think...
I sure hope she doesn't.
It is good. If he said this, he needs to be taken to a place that can protect him with rubber walls.
Oh,
real
man.
Soon, I think. Anyway, we are going to be talking about the news. And the news that they say is news is, ladies and gentlemen, of course, the lead story on CNN, major news networks today, is the Osama bin Laden tape. We're going to talk about this tape, and if anybody believes that that's the real deal, then you know why we have bad intel. The CIA has now confirmed that this tape is true. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that you are so sick of the wag the dog government that we have, but it is absolutely in your face with this bin Laden tape. Now, of course, this is a tape that allegedly... It's an alleged tape, allegedly released in December, allegedly by Osama bin Laden, carried allegedly by Al Jazeera. And if you missed the discussion we had about Al Jazeera yesterday, then you know that Al Jazeera probably is not even the real deal, for sure, too. But anyway, that's supposed to be the big story. Now, we'll get into this because I think the Jill Carroll story dovetails into this right along with the story of We've got another tape. Michael Fortier is going to be released from prison. Remember who he is? We'll talk about that. Also, the Japanese, as of this morning, have now banned American beef again today. Don't know much about that story, but that's going to be a big hit to our industry over here. And let's look at what the real news is. The serious news is that Google has now been asked by the government to provide millions of requests over where you've been on the internet, who you've been looking at. And, of course, this is all because people might be looking at pornography. That's the reason.
Yeah, that's the reason.
A new cancer treatment in the spice cabinet. Yeah, this was a big story from the, are you ready for this, the American Cancer Society. The spice cabinet has your answer. Now, just which spice do you think that is? We'll tell you about that. And we have a Power Hour team member of the day for approaching Congressman Thompson and handing him a copy of Beyond Treason.
Whoa.
It made the newspaper.
Really?
At Fort Bragg.
Cool.
It made the newspaper. He is our Power Hour team member of the day. We'll tell you why. And also, how many presidents do you think have been left-handed? We talked about it yesterday. Well, we have Len's answer here.
If you're listening on the International Shortwave, we thank you for doing so. We broadcast live from 7 till 10 a.m. Central Time. That's 1300 to 1600 UTC on WHRI 9.840 for all 3 hours and on WHRI 7.520 for the first hour, this hour. And then the second and third hours, that frequency changes to 11.785. Such is the case with WWCR. The first hour is 5.765, and in 55 minutes, you'll have to change that receiver to 7.465 for the second and third hours of this three-hour broadcast. The evening replay goes out from 9 to 12 midnight Central Time. That's 0300 to 0600 UTC on WHRA 5.850 for the first and second hours. And then the third hour changes to 7.555. On the Internet, at thepowerhour.com, and we thank all of the people online listening to the program. Thank you so much. And also, the folks listening on the AM and FM stations dotted around the country, you folks got work to do. Write down the local advertiser, give them your business, call them up and say, thank you.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight. The director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
Here's your chance for your business to get discovered free. That's right, free. The Genesis Communications Radio Network is holding a contest for 2 weeks of free advertising for any new company looking to get national and global exposure. Simply call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332, and request a GCN Media Kit. You will then be automatically entered to win one of 3 campaign packages to run for 2 weeks free on GCN's AM and FM affiliates, live internet streams, and short Wave Radio. We are so confident that advertising on GCN works that we are giving away 2 weeks of advertising free to prove it. Your campaign will include numerous 60-second commercials, a web banner on GCNlive.com, and a production of your commercial if needed. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332. Call now. Contest open to any business requesting media kit by phone. No purchase necessary to win. Not open to current GCN sponsors. Odds of winning are dependent on number of entries. Contest ends 1/31/06.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Everybody, this is Dave Onquist.
And Joyce Riley.
And we all know knowledge is power, and that's why we call this
the Power Hour.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, what is it now?
I have him outside, sir. Shall I bring him in?
Yes, bring him in.
Yes, sir. What is it?
Listen, you boob. You'd better learn how to speak the English language. I've heard you speaking on that radio program where the opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or sponsors of this radio station. Now, you've done that disclaimer and botched it every single time. I want you to say it right now.
The opinions repressed.
Now that's expressed.
Okay, the opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily...
Shut up! Sit down! Necessarily. Necessarily. Necessarily! Say it!
Necessarily?
Those of the staff.
Those of the staff?
Management.
Management?
Or sponsors of this radio station.
Or sponsors of this radio station.
Very good. Now go and do it right next time.
Oh, okay. Okay, I will. I will.
Get out of here!
Well, I guess we know who he answers to. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Guess we know who's in charge of him.
No kidding. No kidding. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Power Hour. We all know that GW is not the leader of the free world. Come on, anybody that actually believes that has got to believe in the Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus, and the Easter Bunny. I mean, golly. If this man is the leader of the free world, as Paul Lynn used to say, we're in trouble.
I know. We are in trouble. And you know what, Dave? I think they're going to have to retract something. Remember that book called Bush's Brain?
Yeah.
I think they're going to have to retract that.
Retract his brain?
Well, there's been no evidence found.
That he has one.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, and when people hear this statement a little bit later that we're going to read about him, I think they will understand what you're talking about. Anyway, welcome to the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And this is Dave.
And as you have been listening to the television, hope, please, I hope not. I hope not. Here's the main story of the day. Osama bin Laden released, or excuse me, allegedly Osama bin Laden released an alleged tape with the alleged message that they're not over, not finished with the United States. The war against America will not be confined to Iraq. Now, this is the scary part, because even if it's not a real tape, then you know it's a CIA tape, which doesn't surprise any of the Power Hour listeners. But he says it will not be confined to Iraq. The war will not be confined. Another attack is in the works, in the heart of the land. That's the alleged statement, allegedly, by Osama bin Laden, which tells us, yeah, they're preparing something. Yeah, they're trying to get everybody ready. Yeah, they've got to do something, because you know what happened? The Pakistan issue backfired in their face. They hit a bunch of innocent people, killed a bunch of children there, all the time saying, well, we thought that this guy was there. And, you know, they just have the right to go into any country and bomb anybody if they think somebody might be there with their bad intel that has never proven to be right in the past. I mean, remember when Bill Clinton bombed an aspirin factory? It's not just George Bush's administration that's doing all this. So now we've got a situation in which they've got a bunch of bad PR, and they want to go after Iran for all the wrong reasons, but be that as it may, they want to go get Iran. So they've got to set the stage and create all the atrocities again, so get ready for all the women who've had their left hand cut off, and all the women who had, you know, I mean, just get ready for it, because they have to do it to create a war, because they can't create a war legitimately. So now what are we doing? Well, we're picking at everything the president of Iran says to prove that we've got to go over there and nuke this guy. Do you think that people are going to, do you think that that we're going to go nuke them before long, or we're going to go attack Iran? I think everybody does, because on television right now you are seeing it. Well, they're upping the ante. The plans are on the table. So the first time I get a phone call from some major news work, network media source who wants somebody who will look good in front of the TV set and be a good commentator for the next war, then you know we're about ready to go to war. And you can be assured I will let you know. All right, so we've got this problem with Osama bin Laden's tape now, which a lot of people are saying is a phony tape, because all you have to do is look at it. And by the way, there is no sound on it, because there is no sound, so they can do whatever they want to do with the sound. So they've got another problem also, and that is people don't want the war with Iran. They don't want it, period. They don't want the war with Iraq. They don't want the war with Afghanistan, let alone a new war.
You know, I want to jump, before you go to right past that, there's no sound on the tape. This is not the first time this has happened. There's so many times where they will play a video of the quote-unquote Osama speaking, but they never allow you to hear the audio part of the tape. Now, there are a lot of folks out there that speak the language that could translate what he's saying, but maybe they don't want you to hear exactly what he's saying. They want to literally put the words in his mouth.
Or maybe he's not saying anything. Or maybe this is an old tape. Or maybe they just made a whole bunch of footage of him and said, we'll just use this as we need it. Well, there's a Duke professor who is now skeptical of the bin Laden tape. This Duke professor says that he is doubtful about Thursday's audio tape from Osama bin Laden. Well, you and every Power Hour listener out there, or, yes, you, sir, Bruce Lawrence, and every Genesis listener out there. Well, he has just published Messages to the World, the Statements of Osama bin Laden, a book translating bin Laden's writings. He is skeptical. The guy who wrote the book on his messages is skeptical of Thursday's message. But you know what? I'm skeptical of Bruce Lawrence's message. Because when you read his reasons why, they're not the real reasons. It's another rabbit trail for you to follow. Lawrence says it was like a voice from the grave. He thinks bin Laden is dead and has doubts about the tape. Lawrence recently analyzed more than 20 complete speeches and interviews of the Al-Qaeda leader for the book. He says the new message is missing several key elements. Well, if he believed all the other 20 messages, then I don't believe him now. That's my position. There's nothing, he says, in this from the Quran. Oh, okay. He, by his own standards, a faithful Muslim, Lawrence said. He quotes scripture in defense of his actions. There's no quotations from the Quran in the excerpts that we got. No reference to specific events, no reference to past atrocities. Okay, that's supposed to be a reason that we don't pay any attention to this. Doesn't fly with me. When the CIA confirms the voice on the tape is bin Laden's, and by the way, this time the CIA did confirm it is bin Laden. Now remember, all the past times, it's been allegedly Osama bin Laden, could be most likely Osama bin Laden. Now they've out and out said, this is the voice of Osama bin Laden, but unfortunately you didn't get to hear it, so I mean, there's no way we can test that. Lawrence questions when it was recorded. He says the timing of the release could be to divert attention from last week's U.S. airstrike in Pakistan. I'm glad he agrees with me on that. The strike targeted bin Laden's deputy, Ayman al-Zarari. So if he believes in Ayman al-Zarari, you know, he's the physician who's number two, who always has a gun behind him whenever he does an interview. Well, it led to the failed military operations where America got blamed, but the people who are really to blame are the ones who provided the intelligence. I think this is an effort to say we're not going to be looking at the terrible incident and about what happened. Now, he's talking about Pakistan, evidently. Another element that Lawrence takes issue with is bin Laden's latest message is its length. Now, look how weak this is. The length of the message is only 10 minutes. The shortest prior to this was 18 minutes. See, nothing has anything to do with anything. I think that Mr. Lawrence is a rabbit trail. Now, at the same time, you understand that we want to go get Iran. All terrorists are bad. All Muslims are bad. Just, you know, put them all together and let God sort them out. The reason that I think that Jill Carroll, who is this poor 28-year-old reporter, got kidnapped is because they want a very sympathetic person. I mean, how sympathetic would you be if Halliburton welder got, and I'm not putting down Halliburton welders, please don't misunderstand, but how sympathetic would you be to go to war because a Halliburton welder who was making $180,000 every 6 months got kidnapped? Wouldn't work, right? So we've got Jill Conrad, who really cares about the Iraqi people, who was over there to expose the atrocities of Iraq with the Christian Science Monitor. That will get your attention, right? Now that's going to pull your heartstrings just a little bit more. Well, that's who they're using now. And I mean using. And I think it is so sad. Now remember, Christian Science Monitor might be getting their hands slapped. Might, I say. Because remember the article they did? That there's 1,000 times the amount of normal background radiation in Iraq now because of depleted uranium?
Mm-hmm.
Too bad. You shouldn't have done the story. Now your girl is missing. Oh, could they be that mean? Well, if they let's think. If they could kill 3,000 people in New York City, could they be that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they could. So Jill Carroll is the victim now. Why would the Iraqis pick Jill Carroll, who's over there exposing the Iraq
really,
people's interests?
That's the first thought that came to my mind. I mean, she's been trying to help the Iraqis and help their cause. And the Christian Monitor has been trying to expose what the United States has done to the entire region with the mm-hmm. DU issue. They also did a series about the Gulf War illness several years ago. I mean, the Christian Science Monitor has been trying to help the Iraqi people.
Yeah, so why don't they go get some general in the green zone? If they want to make a statement, no, they're not going to do that, because I don't think we're going to go get our own guys. Well, that remains to be seen. I may be proven wrong on that one. So now we've got this alleged message, though, from Osama bin Laden that says another attack is in the works. And he says the reason we haven't already done it is because we're busy planning the next one. Duh. This appeals to Bubba on the couch, I have to tell you. And the next one is going to be in the heart of the land. I wonder what that means. Heartland? Heart of the land. We'll be right back. Michael Fortier is going to be released from prison, and Dr. Doug Rocky is upset at the treatment he's getting. We'll tell you about that. Stay tuned after this 4-minute break.
know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call Lays Med at 702-953-0267 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with brain braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
In Oklahoma City, one fateful April day, the lives of many innocents were taken all away. At first, the truth was broadcast for all the state to hear.
I think he said another
call. Oh my God, another call.
People ran in fear. The helicopter flyby, the traitor wasn't there. Sophisticated bombs were found,
but vanished in thin air.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Friday edition of the Power Hour. Of course, the name of the song is OK, Can You See? And it's on the album Music to Die For. This is Dave Von Kleist.
And Joyce Riley. You can get that by calling 877-817-9829, and you will get the Bush bumper music, you call it. I call it the Bush funny music, but you can get that by calling 877-817-9829. You buy the CD for $15, and you get the Bush funny music free. Okay.
The Bush bonus bumper disc.
Yes. Okay. Michael Fortier is going to be released from prison today. Of course, you recall he was the star witness. Some said he was the star set-up witness against Tim McVeigh. The whole idea now is to resurrect the Oklahoma City bombing atrocity. So that's what they're doing now, is dragging out of the back room all of these poor people who have suffered horribly over the past 10 years, dragging them in front of the media, and, oh, wasn't it horrible when your loved one died? How bad did it feel when your loved one died? How much did you hurt when your loved one died? Tell us how much you cried when your... I mean, it is disgusting. And they're using this as an excuse to bring them all out again and remind everybody of Oklahoma City. So, Mr. Fortier is going to be released to his wife and two children. He's been in jail for 10 years. He's obviously paid his dues, and now he's going to be getting out today. But just the tragedy, though, of using these people again from Oklahoma City is so sad when we know who the real people were behind the operation. Okay, I want to move to a couple of other things here. There's a listener that is fed up with Orange and Blue, Dave. This is dedicated to
really?
You.
Okay.
Fed up with Orange and Blue. And by the way, we have authenticated this quote from George Bush, which at the bottom of the hour, have your tape players going, you are not going to believe this man is representing you.
She handed this to me just as we were going on the air, about 30 seconds. I started reading this, and this was crazy.
You are not going to believe it. Now, let me get to this letter from a listener. And Mike in York, PA, is not happy about the Orange and Blue issue. Listen to this. And I will tell you, it's getting worse every single day. Hi, Joyce and Dave. Just wanted to drop you a line and comment on the ridiculous amount of Orange and Blue creeping into every last show and TV commercial. The use of colorization to existing commercials continues. You go, boy. Mike and I are on the same wavelength. Mm-hmm. I found me a buddy out there. I found somebody who can see what's going on. He says, the colorization continues, and it seems the idiots making these commercials can't have even a single scene without the ugly orange, and this includes a more subdued but equally obvious red-orange. There you go, right there, Dave. I've been telling you about the red-orange. In it somewhere. It's driving me crazy. You and me, Mike. It's working on us, isn't it? Also, the extensive use of those subtle blue filters on commercials, too. And Dave always says, oh, that's because the cameramen are outside and they use a blue filter. No! It's intentional. Like the Volvo commercials. Notice the faint blue cast the cars take. Every single car on TV that's being sold this year is either blue or orange. It's the filter. I want to say it's a filter, stupid. How about commercials where every dolt is walking around in a blue or orange shirt? Now, I went downtown Versailles yesterday, and I didn't see anybody walking around together in blue and orange. Well, but you do on TV every place. The Sprint commercial has been switched over, as well as OfficeMax logo, which used to be red for those who have more than two memory cells in their brains. Oh, I like this guy, Mike. I like him. I noticed the color switch on the sitcoms, too. Like Everyone Loves Raymond, they wear bright orange T-shirts. Well, the ultimate slap in the face for lots of folks should have been the group picture on CNN with the new Supreme Court justices. Now, see, this guy knows what's going on. The newbie was there, the new newbie guy, grinning like an idiot with a bright orange necktie under the robe. And the worst one was the older guys in the front with bright orange bow ties on. The guys looked like freaking clowns. Maybe you could mention this gradual switch and find someone who can explain this stupid trend. Not only will I mention it, I am going to hit it home every single day until people see they're being used. Is it something occult related? Who knows, but it seems the masses are blind and I'm getting sick of it everywhere. Sorry for the ranting. No, I'm not, Mike. I love it. Take care. Never stop. You guys are doing a great job. And by the way, he says, oh, there's one more thing we got to check out. One more thing, he says. One more idiot area. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. 3 minute break.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Okay, this is a song about symbolism and color. Yeah. It has to be blue.
This is dedicated to Mike in York, PA. I love you guys.
You're asking me why, when choosing my tie, what colors I do, what color to win, what color to spin. According to Dad, bright colors are bad and motivation is sin. A subliminal tool to keep
yes.
you all fooled.
Not the power hour.
The emblem you see a lot on TV and in public school. The UN is there, and soon is the hour. The U.S. will collapse, and we'll give them the power. And when we're all through, the color will do, will be UN blue. Yeah!
So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Yes!
I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore! Things have got to change.
How many stations is this going on?
It's right there on TV.
Oh.
Yeah, it's here and it's there. Just look anywhere. It's not hard to do. And when they come to town, you won't really care. You'll be used to their blue, 'cause it was everywhere. So my tribe that's blue sends a message to you. The UN is blue.
Whoa! Oh! Oh, that is good. That is good. Well, listeners, I do believe the new colors of the United States or of the world, you know, whatever they choose to have, it's going to be light blue and orange. And I think we're sick and tired of seeing this rammed down our throats. It's a message to all of the elite out there that they are making their mark. Let me tell you one last thing from Mike in PA. Love this guy. By the way, he said, check out MSN.com, main page this morning. It's there, too. Look in the center of the page at the two idiots drinking beer with a deer in the headlights look. The picture is captioned, Best Super Bowl Bars in 25 Cities. You may have to hit the back or next arrows on the ever-changing little screen box, but it's there. The two guys in orange and blue.
Oh, man. Okay, well, anyway, welcome back to the Friday edition. This is Dave Von Kleist.
And Joyce Riley.
Okay. I can't help it, folks. Just bear with me. I got this handed to me.
This is too good. If this man is really leading this country, well, this is the worst.
I have to set the table here. Now, first of all, I want to thank Shirley up there in Kansas City, listening in on KCXL AM 1140 up there. She sent me a new calendar of Bushisms.
Yes, thank you, Shirley.
Thank you so much. But I tell you, I have to step outside of that because there are so many that he said this past year. I got to share with you a couple. Then I got the big bad blooper of all time here. Listen to this one. He said. I think younger workers, first of all, younger workers have been promised benefits. The government promises that have been promised benefits we can't keep. That's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you... there's so much confusion here. All right, I'll skip
to the big one.
She wants to do the news, and I want to get to this thing here, but that's okay. Here we go. He said, last year, here we go, because the... all which is on the table begins to address the big cost drivers. For example, how benefits are calculated, for example, it is on the table. Whether or not benefits raised upon wage increases or price increases, there's a series of parts of the formula that are being considered. And when you couple that, those different cost drivers affecting those, changing with personal accounts, the idea is to get what has been promised, or more likely to be, or closer delivered to that has been promised. Does that make any sense to you? It's kind of muddled. Look. There's a series of things that can be, like, for example, benefits are calculated based upon the increase of wages as opposed to the increase of prices. Some have suggested that we calculate the benefits will rise based upon inflation as opposed to wage increases. There's a reform that would help solve the red if we were to put that into effect. In other words, how fast benefits grow, how fast the promised benefits grow, if that growth is affected, it will help on the red. And as he looked out into the audience, there was complete silence, and every mouth was open, and every eye said, blink,
what
blink.
What is he saying?
Blink.
This is sick. This is sad. I mean, and there are people that say, well, George Bush is doing a good job. I support George Bush. All these congressmen, what is wrong with them? I'll tell you what, they are bought and paid for or blackmailed. They have to be able to say that this man is the, he's the best thing that ever happened to this country. No, he is not, and there's proof of it.
This is stunning. This is stunning. And this is consistent. At least you can give him that. I mean, in regard to the looking at the damage from the hurricane, he said, it's totally wiped out. It's devastating. It's got to be doubly devastating from the ground. And then he said, we look forward to hearing your vision.
What? And we look forward to hearing your vision.
He also said, wow, Brazil is big.
I know.
This man...
it is sick.
Is our president...
oh, he doesn't know anything. Is it any wonder that he says he doesn't like to read? Okay, let me move on to a couple of other things. I want to address Super Bowl because this weekend there's going to be a game with the Broncos, Denver Broncos, whose color is orange and blue, just thought I'd throw that in. And I think we need to look at what was in the USA Today. And I want to thank Leanne for sending this. Now, those of you who don't know what we're talking about with regard to the Super Bowl, because I don't care about the Super Bowl. I never even pay attention to any TV. I don't even know how many goals it takes to make a, you know, I don't even know. I don't know anything about it. I don't care. And I'm giving my disclaimer. I know nothing about sports. However, I am interested, though, when it comes to our attention that somebody says that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to win every game now, including the Super Bowl game itself, and they were not even a wild card at the time. And that person, Super Bowl Steve, seems to have known that. Well, listen to this. Leanne says that Super Bowl Steve referred to the January 6th issue of USA Today with the sports page ads. Well, she said, in the January 5th issue of USA Today, I about fell over. On page 4C, you will see the Texas Bullhorns, and it says, Horns of Plenty. And also, picture of the helmet with the horns. On page 5C, it says, Watch the world's best players compete for the worlds. Ooh. On page 7C, Tiger Woods' header says, Changing Course. And the subtitles read, Ground to Make Up. The Long Drive, Are We There Yet? Time to Make a Move. The Clock is Ticking. And The End of an Era. I didn't know if you'd be interested in hearing this, but I found it to be very scary. I think the Super Bowl guy is on to something. Have a great day. You two are awesome, Leanne in Missouri. You are awesome also. Thank you very, very much for sending that. Then, to Len, I want to thank you for sending this. Yahoo says, which presidents were left-handed? Mm-hmm. Need a helping hand? Well, a search on left-handers led to the following. Here's the presidents that were left-handed. James Garfield, Herbert Hoover, Harry Truman, Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, George Bush, Bill Clinton. We noticed that four of the last five commanders-in-chief wrote with their left hand. This, of course, begs the question, which current presidential candidates are left-handed? Well, they look down, and this is for the last election, that Bill Bradley was the only one who was left-handed. And they found out also that Steve Forbes is left-handed and H. Ross Perot is left-handed. Is there any meaning to this? Dunno. But kind of interesting, I think. Let's see. Also, I want to thank Marcus for sending this. Please pray for rain. I think this is an excellent idea. Let's start a prayer chain for rain. If when you get this email, you will stop a minute and pray very strongly for rain, I think we can make a difference. Just pray for the people who have lost homes and everything they have. Friends, we need the rain, both here in Texas and Oklahoma. We are all being affected by it. Through our faith in God and our prayers, I believe we can succeed. A very valid request for prayer. I hope you will join this effort and pass it on as well. Also, I think we need to pray for the firefighters, especially the volunteer ones, who have worked constantly without pay to try to keep us all safe. And I have to tell you, on the sad side, I have had lots of letters from people wanting help for veterans, people who are involved in fighting for veterans, and people who are succumbing to the veterans. I mean, veterans' plights of illness. And I am so sad. I don't even know how we are going to respond to all these people. They are coming out of the woodworks needing help now. And there's far too many. I mean, no one organization could handle it. And when the government says we can't handle all the PTSD claims and we can't handle all the PTSD issues, well, if the government says that and they've got, you know, beaucoups of huge VA hospitals, how are we going to do that? I don't know. And I just don't want to read these stories right now because it just makes me, it hurts. It really does. But I'm going to get to Doug Rocky and why he's upset. And he has every reason to be upset for the way he's being treated. But let me tell you, first of all, Google is now resisting the U.S. subpoena and search data. They are saying, nope, Justice Department, you're not going to have it. Well, let's see how long Google lasts then. Yeah, this comes out of San Francisco. As of yesterday, the Justice Department has asked a federal judge to compel Google, the internet search giant, to turn over records on millions of its users' search queries as part of the government's effort to uphold, of course, online pornography law. Google has been refusing requests since a subpoena was first issued last August. even as three of its competitors agreed to provide information, according to court documents made public this week. Google asserts that the request is unnecessary, overly broad, and would be onerous to comply with, would jeopardize its trade secrets, and could expose identifying information about its users. The dispute with Google comes as the government is moving aggressively on several fronts to obtain data on Internet activity to achieve its law enforcement goals, to have their way with you and know every single thing about what you do, who you talk to, where you go on the Internet, what your interests are, what you read at the library. Are you seeing a trend here? Well, of course, Google says we're going to resist. We'll see how long that lasts. A cancer treatment in the spice cabinet. Yes, a growing body of research suggests the spice turmeric has potent anti-cancer activity. Now, we told you this months and months and months ago. Power Hour was out there leading the front, telling you about turmeric so that you could get your curcumin in advance of the price going up and in advance of there not being any. And I'll tell you why in just a second. But the American Cancer Society is saying this. This is a news release from the American Cancer Society. Researchers have now launched a slew of human trials to find out how powerful it may be. No, they've released a slew of human trials so they can patent it and take it off the market and make it so that only they can have it. I think the promise is enormous, says Bhagirat Agarwal, Ph.D., chief of the Cytokine Research Lab in the Department of Experimental Therapeutics at UTMD Medical Anderson Cancer Center. That's where Dr. Garth Nicholson was, by the way. Agarwal has conducted numerous lab and animal studies of turmeric and its primary component, curcumin, and recently gave a lecture on the topic at the annual conference of the Society for Integrative Oncology. We don't come to you with phony, false claims. We come to you with the truth. And here it is. Turmeric, as you know, is a yellow powder made from the roots of a plant in the ginger family. It is the main ingredient in curry powder, widely used in Indian and South Asian cooking. Well, many cultures also use turmeric for medicinal purposes to treat everything from heartburn to arthritis. Now, I can tell you that we gave it to a Power Hour dog who has become a new dog. This dog had no personality for 5 years, was we considered mentally challenged. The dog had no interest in anything. I mean, we gave it, or Dave, Dave gets a credit for this. He said, let's try curcumin. Unbelievable results. The dog's tail is wagging. He's always there out to greet everybody. He is happy. I mean, he's got to be a whole lot happier. It is amazing. It is just amazing. Well, the idea is to try turmeric against cancer developed as researchers learned about the role that inflammation plays in cancer. Turmeric and curcumin are anti-inflammatory. That has been described in traditional medicine like Ayurveda for thousands of years. But Ayurveda, of course, was not tested. It only worked for thousands of years. That's the only test that it had. Well, lab and animal studies now show effect on many cancers. The early lab research that Agarwal and others have done focuses on curcumin, the most active compound in turmeric. The studies show that curcumin can indeed slow inflammation. It also appears to slow the spread of cancer and metastasis, slows down the growth of new tumor blood vessels, which is called angiogenesis, and causes cancer cells to die the way normal cells do, which is apoptosis. What's more, these effects don't appear to be limited to just one type of cancer. Curcumin has shown effects in lab studies against metastatic melanoma, mantle cell lymphoma, and other cancers. Most recently, Agarwal published a study in the Journal of Clinical Cancer Research showing that eating curcumin could keep breast cancer from spreading to the lungs, at least in mice. In addition, it appears to enhance the positive effects of the chemotherapy drug Paxlovid and lessen the severity of the side effects. Am I taking it? You bet. Is Dave taking it? You bet. However, not all research on curcumin has had such positive results. At least one study, we need to be honest with you, suggests that curcumin may inhibit the action of some chemotherapy drugs. So just you need to know that if you're on chemotherapy, don't take. I wouldn't take it, personally. Kirkman. At MD Anderson alone, Agarwal said that doctors are testing Kirkman in multiple myeloma and advanced pancreatic cancer. The institution is also seeking the funding for a study of Kirkman in women with breast cancer. So let me just add, if you're thinking about taking it, you need to get the type, or it's being advised now by many physicians, to get the type that has piperine. Piperine is an additive that really, really complements it and makes it work a lot stronger. We have it at the Power Hour. We got it 8 months ago, about 8 months, 6 or 8 months ago, when I heard this study was going to come out. This was published January 2nd. All I can say is, listeners, beware. Get it while you can. Now, here is one very positive thing. For those of you that are vets, we've had some Kirkman donated and some Cerezyme donated by Robert from the UK. And if you're a vet, if you want to try Kirkman and Cerezyme, then you write us a letter and you send us some kind of proof that you're in the military and tell us your situation, why you need the Kirkman. Guess what? No charge, vets. Okay, we'll be right back. Call 877-817-9829, 3 minutes.
People who use supplements are learning more about herbs and their effectiveness, and so are the people who do the research and make the supplements. Turmeric has been long known to be a balancing and detoxifying herb, and curcumin is the active part of turmeric. Curcumin 98 is 98% curcumin, and ongoing studies are showing that curcumin is helping people who suffer from acne, allergies, autoimmune disorders, burns, chickenpox, diabetes, liver damage, rashes, tumors, ulcers, eye problems, multiple sclerosis, and more. Testimonies are rolling in from folks who've tried curcumin, and the results are some of the best we've ever seen. There are 500 milligrams of curcumin in each of the 200 capsules, and each capsule also contains bioperin, which doubles the effectiveness of the curcumin, and each jar is only $34.95. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Kirkman 98 is getting rave reviews across the board, and you just may add your voice to those who are singing the praises of Kirkman 98. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Kirkman 98 today.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me, change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
They tell us the president the same way. They sell us our clothes and our cars. They sell us everything from youth to religion. Same time they sell us our war. I wanna know who the men in the shadows are. I wanna hear somebody asking them why. They can be counted on to tell us who our enemies are, but they're never the ones to fight or to die. And they're alive in the
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Friday morning edition of the Power Hour. We're coming up on 55 minutes past the hour, and a quick reminder for those of you that are listening on the International Shortwave, if you're dialed into WHRI 7.520, you'll have to change your receiver in about 4 minutes to 11.785 for the second and third hours of the broadcast. Such is the case with the listeners on WWCR 5.765. We'll also change in a few minutes to 7.465 for the remainder of the program. Coming up in the next hour, we'll be talking with Don Markham. He has an article that's been published in the Idaho Observer, and it's an analysis of the Bankruptcy Abuse Prevention and Consumer Protection Act of 2005. And it's a rather important piece of legislation that's just sort of got shoved right through. And there are ramifications. We'll be talking about that in the next hour. This is Dave Von Kleist.
And Joyce Riley. Let me tell you why Tom Cahill is the Power Hour team member of the day. Tom Cahill has written a lot of very good things on the Internet, and we've posted some of his stories. But he also has guts, and he also is putting his actions behind his message. He went to a news conference or a meeting, town hall meeting, of Congressman Thompson, Mike Thompson, of North Carolina, and where the Fort Bragg Advocate News carried this story. I think it's important to understand here that there are people that are willing to go up and make a stand and not afraid of, oh my gosh, what will they say? Well, listen to this. Thompson believes, well, he's talking about refocus the priorities of the American people. Thompson presented his plan for Iraqi withdrawal, saying that Congress should pledge never to build military bases and promise publicity or publicly that Iraqi oil will be the property of the Iraqi people. Well, Thompson believes those actions would slow the number of volunteers coming from around the Middle East to help the Iraq insurgency and slow the aggressive troop exit, which will begin this summer. Tom Cahill, you go boy, of Fort Bragg, a member of the Veterans for Peace, presented Thompson a copy of the film Beyond Treason by the Gulf War Veterans Association.
Yes.
He challenged Thompson to investigate whether the deaths of 10,000 to 15,000 Gulf War veterans in 1991 was related to the military's use of depleted uranium. Thompson said he has co-sponsored a bill related to the DU investigation. Cahill spotted a tiny pin on Thompson's lapel and interrupted the congressman, saying, "Is that a combat infantryman's pin?" Thompson's response was, "I never leave home without it." Thompson served in combat with the U.S. Army as a staff sergeant platoon leader in the 173rd Airborne Brigade, where he was wounded and received a Purple Heart. Nothing ever enraged Thompson as much as the right-wing talk show host and the Republican National Committee when they called him a traitor for his pre-war investigation and his pre-war investigatory trip to Iraq. Anyway, I just want to say thank you. Kudos. You go, boy. Yeah, we're going to be talking to Congressman Thompson. Now, Doug Rockey is furious. He has been attacked over and over again. If you go to the Internet, you will see where they are attacking the messenger. And his comment is, he said, "Joyce, I am sending this out. I am sick and tired of the shoot the messenger campaign on me." While they ignore AR-700-48, which is the Army regulation that says they must wear respirators, suits, and clean up their mess, and TB-9, I'm not going to go into that, and all the orders, and ignore my actual duties, accomplishments, as if they're attacking me, they do not have to comply with the regulations. He's absolutely right. I'm going to come back and talk to you about this, because a guy named Dan Fahey, who says he's an expert, has tried to bring down Doug Rockey. We'll be right back after this 1 minute, 10 second break.
Or be a slave.